Ladies and gentlemen, it is coming up to 4 p.m. right here on KZSU Stanford 90.1 FM, which means that it's probably time to play some Mashrua Layla. What would an Arabology show be? A show that, attempts to highlight alternative music coming in from the Arabic-speaking world without a song by Mashrua Layla, the ultra-hip Lebanese band that is controversial as well as multi-talented. They were students at the American University in Beirut from different majors. They got together one day and decided to produce music together, and lo and behold, they've really made it and released two albums so far and amazing video clips to go with these albums. Their name is Mashrua Layla, translated that means the Layla Project, and I'm about to play a song from their EP El Hal Romansi, and the song that I thought we'd listen to is kind of a mellow sort of deep song called Inni Mnih. And if you're wondering who the vocals of that song belong to, well, it would be none other than Mashrua Layla's leading vocalist, the multi-talented Hamid Sinno, who is going to be lamenting a little bit about the state of the world, where he thought he was, where he thought he would be, and what the world turned out to be like.
أشرف وقوم ننسى هالزمان ونحلم زمن ألطف ما زالت بلا شيء ما فيك تخسر شيء وأنا ملت من عشرة نفسي
احكي لها قلبي هوا سلم عليها يا هوا واحكي لها قلبي هوا كان الهوا يحكي معي بطل يحكي للهوا سلم عليها عليها سلم
The amazing voice of Nancy Ajram, and from her concert, her live concert, Sahrat Tarab, I believe, we heard a song called Sallim Aleha Ya Hawa, and that came right after the song Inni Mneeh by Mashrua Layla, taken from their album El Hal Romansi, right here on the Arabology Show, coming to you from KZSU Stanford, 90.1 FM. Like what you're hearing? Help us make sure KZSU can continue providing great programming without commercials to listeners all over the Bay Area. Donate to KZSU. For more information, email our underwriting department at underwriting@kzsu.stanford.edu or call us at 650-723-9010. And don't forget to keep on listening.
The majesty of Half Dome, the serenity of a stately redwood grove. These are among the spirit-renewing experiences we can enjoy at our national parks right here in California. With budgets so tight, national parks across the nation simply don't have the funds needed for visitor programs and long-term maintenance. You can help by making a tax-deductible donation to the National Park Foundation. For more information, visit www.nationalparks.org or call 202-238-4200.
It is a little bit after 4:05 p.m. right here on the Arabology Show, which means we have, well, less than an hour to conclude our trip here in Arabic, but through an alternative way. We have plenty more great music and great musicians to go. And one of those, of course, is Natasha Atlas. Have you heard of her or from her lately? Natasha Atlas, who was with the group Trans Global Underground, is actually a very acknowledged and respected singer in her own right. She sings in this Egyptian accent, but her music is famous for being totally typical of the fusion that is happening often in music coming in from many Arabic countries or Arab countries or countries where Arabic is the predominant language. So let's have Natasha Atlas take us on her spin and her version of a song called Talit. And we're going to listen to the Zap Spencer radio edit mix of Natasha Atlas's song. So how much better can things get? I don't think much more. Here we go with Natasha Atlas.
We'll be right back. اكون جنبك انت سهرت كتير يا حبيبي في جمالك وهواك انت ما قلنا يومين وهنبقى زي العصافير اتنين ما قلنا يومين وهنبقى اجمل عروسين في الدنيا داي
جلست والخوف بعينيها تتأمل فنجان المقلوب قالت يا ولدي لا تحزن فالحب عليك هو المكتوب
Turkish coffee cup inverted carefully she worded destiny and time don't you grieve my son for love is written for you in the signs martyrdom for he who dies religiously but love is blind your coffee cup is terrifying a life of traveling and battling a lot of love a lot of death a load of pain and ravels as you're chasing after every woman on the planet only to return like a defeated king lascivious and lonely Love is free, why the fortune teller charge me a fee just to say that? Love, but nobody's willing to reciprocate. I guess it's payback. Now, when your future is a girl whose eyes alone can make you praise the Lord, lips shaped like grapes, beautiful. Her laugh is musical, and still the sky above's a gloomy gray. The rains and pours, roadblock, deadlocked, immutable. A sight unusual. The woman of your dreams sleeping in a palace tower, guarded by both thoughts and soldiers. Like so, which will make you power in the princess of your heart. In a slumber from the start, suitors lost, climbing fences to a brooder. Who'd have thought? Now, I've read many poems and horoscopes before, but I have never seen a coffee cup resembling your coffee cup. I've never seeing sorrows like the sorrows emanating from this demi-tasse. Your destiny's to walk on dagger tips of love so many times. The solitude of seashells and the weeping willow. We will see you suck in currents of an oceanic love for females. The details you love and lose a million times only to return like a dethroned king, lascivious and lonely. Love is free. Why the fortune teller charge me a fee just to say that? Free to love, but nobody's willing to reciprocate. I guess it's payback. I read between the lines like fortune tellers with a coffee cup. And I ain't talking about them frappuccinos with that frothy stuff. Our peoples are of equal standing in the eyes of God we trust. But we're the ones who shoulder blame when errorism's army busts. I'm sick of asking why, when I kick a bashing fly. When a man is rich, weather and golden knowledge, he should try to treat the poverty of other brothers with consideration. Knowing that the highest form of flattery is imitation. It's another iteration of the same bitter taste with the same limitations. Faint recollections of her face in a lace and the bars of the jail where there ain't visitation. Man, I hate being patient. Rather be the doctor. Diagnose a higher dose of myocopa notcha. General hospital, scrubbing soap for opera. Your local roster. Connect the dot. Hope for love to Finjan.
love is free. Why the fortune teller charge me a fee just to say that? I'm free to love, but nobody's willing to reciprocate. I guess it's payback.
مقدورك أن تمضي أبدا في بحر الحب بغير قلوع وتحب ملايين المرات وترجع كالملك المخلوع.
عياط في المطار وعادي، عياط في المطار وعادي، عياط في المطار وعادي، عياط في المطار وعادي، كل شي عم بصفي عادي، حتى البنت البس ولادي يا عمي عادي بيكول عادي حتى البنت البس ولادي يا عمي عادي بس المش عادي اني اشوفك في السيارة مع شادي ولا حدا من الشباب مش عم بتنادي عياط في المطار وعادي في تلات انواع بنزين خالي من الرصاص وعادي في تلات انواع بنزين خالي من الرصاص وعادي بس المش عادي اني اكون واقف قدام بلادي في الارجنتين ما في حدا فاضي ولا حدا مسترجي نادي هي عادي وهو عادي عياط في المطار وعادي وانت عادي وهم عادي كل شي عم بيصفي عادي شاب دماغه كبير وعالي بيطلع شي مترين وغالي الشاب دماغه كبير وعالي بيطلع شي مترين وغالي وانت مش فاضي تسمع هالحكي الفاضي بعرف مش فاضي انت مش فاضي تسمع هالحكي الفاضي بعرف مش فاضي الشاب كرياتيف افكاره حلوة كتير وهادي وبتقدر تسأل عنه السيد فادي بحكي لك انه الشاب مش عادي انت مش فاضي وهو مش فاضي وعياط في المطار وعادي وهي عادي وهو عادي وكل شي عم بصفي عادي بيرارا باريرارا بارارا بيرابا بيرارا با بيرارا بارارا بيرابا بيرابا
Thank you.
That was a track called Tahfi, and it was sung by an amazing Lebanese musician. Her name is Yumna Saba. And if you like that track, it was taken from an album called, or a CD called, The Ruptured Sessions. And so it kind of features the kind of music that I like to play here on the Arabology Show. And that's music coming in from, Lebanon and other Arab countries on earth, where the new generation is attempting a brand new kind of a musical experimentation. They are fusing Eastern and Western musical genres in very interesting ways. And hopefully you've been able to taste and savor some of this musical product that maybe is not getting acknowledgement in their home countries, but certainly is being received with praise and awe right here in California, and certainly right here at KZSU Stanford 90.1 FM. I'm your DJ Ramsey. The show is Arabology, and we've got about half an hour to go before I end and land our magic carpet right back where we started from. And that's by saying goodbye for the season, because I will be away for the summer. Certainly, we've got great shows for you at KZSU over the summer season as well, or the summer quarter. So hopefully you'll always be tuned to KZSU Stanford 90.1 FM. We are streaming live at kzsulive.stanford.edu. And our list is available on zookeeper.stanford.edu for those people wanting to consult the spelling, especially with the, I guess Arabic names that I've been using and pronouncing right here on the air. Panic not, fear not. Zookeeper is there to keep you abreast of the spelling and the album names, etc. And that's, of course, by following the playlist link from there. So in the last half hour, I'm going to continue with the musical treats that I'm attempting to show. But before that, let me talk a little bit about the songs that we just heard. As I said, Yumna Saba, and the song Tahfi was the last one you heard. And before that, it was Yazan Rausan and the group Autostrad, and a song called Da'iyat Fil Matar. And it translates as, crying or lamenting at the airport. This is, of course, translated with the Jordanian, from the Jordanian colloquial. And it's, I guess, a familiar sight when you go to an airport, especially in Amman, Jordan, or in Jordan, where you see people sort of crying and wailing because they're either saying goodbye or saying hello, welcome back. So either way, a great song by Yazan Rausan from the album Autostrad as well. Before that, she is amazing. Her name is Yasmin Hamdan, and she has a brand new album out. The album is called Yasmin Hamdan, and it is a gem. She is, she used to be with a group called Soap Kills, and then she was known as Yas, Y-A-S, and she now has her own self-titled album, and it's called Yasmin Hamdan, and we heard her sing a song called In Kan Fuadi, brand new song from a brand new album. So check her out if you'd like that kind of music. And before that, it was hip-hop extraordinaire, very talented poet, rapper, singer in his own right. His name is Omar Ofendam. And we heard him sing a song called Finjan, taken from his album Syrian Americana. And that song Finjan, which talks about a coffee cup reader, is actually an old classic that he's brought up to date and kept the lyrics to the original poem in Arabic, and then fused it with great, great verses and lyrics in English about the same topic of the original song in Arabic. So he's almost translated the song into English with a hip-hop twist to it, and released it on the Syrian Americana album under the title Finjan. Finjan in Arabic is cup, and Qari'at al-Finjan, which is the actual title of the original song is The Coffee Cup Reader, and that refers to a tradition that exists all over the Middle East in which some people claim to read your future and your fortune by inverting your coffee cup after you drink it. And leaving it there to dry a little bit, then looking at it and finding shapes and signs and symbols in there that apparently tell you where you've been, where you are, and where you're going. So it's a little bit like, I don't know, tea leaf reading or something like that, but it certainly has a very, very Arabic resonance because it's been immortalized in a poem by Nizar Qabbani called Qari'at al-Finjan, and that poem was recorded in the 70s by a very popular Egyptian singer. His name was Abdel Halim Hafiz, so he recorded Qari'at al-Finjan, and all these decades later you got young Omar Ofendam coming up with his version, which he called Finjan. We began the set with Natasha Atlas, the song Talit, with it was the Zapp Spencer remix, and that song was taken from her album Munqaliba Rising, the remixes. So if you like her, you probably should check out her earlier work as well with a group called Trans Global Underground. She's since then launched a very successful career on her own, and her name is Natasha Atlas. Let's see now where the Arabology show is going to take us. I'm figuring maybe a little bit of a stormy approach may be due. How about the song Asfe by Zayd Hamdan? The word Asfe in Arabic means storm. In French, it means la tempête. And, of course, in English, it's just the word storm. So, Asfe, storm or la tempête, we're going to hear Zayd Hamdan singing that song, which he wrote and produced as well. And we're going to hear the live version. I believe it was recorded during Zayd and the Wings concert in Italy, and we may even be treated to a little bit of an introduction by none other than Zayd Hamdan himself to the track. Let's see if that's going to work out. And from there, we will segue onto interesting sounds and musicians coming in right here live. Well, they're not live, but I am. But they're certainly welcome, and through my show, hopefully are reaching your hearts and your ears through the Arabology show on KZSU Stanford 90.1 FM.
And the next song is Asfe, La Tempête.
Yalla qumi hajm ala shashe راسك فاضي افكارك مغبشه تعال نروح نكسر عروشي في عصف جاي في عصف جاي الموج عم يجو مسخوط هوا عم يلعب تويو لازم خطيب في عصف جاي في عصف جاي We'll be right back.
musica.
يلا ويهتم بحالك حياتك ورشي ليش بتطلع أفكارك مشوشي في عندي مشروع ما بيحمل دموع لا ما رح يخدنا لبعيد خبري عليك انه رح نغيب في عاصفة جايه
That was the one and only Rahim Al-Hajj, the Iraqi musician who actually was in Berkeley only a couple of weeks ago, and whose repertoire really includes a very, very wide array of music. He's also, you know, won a Grammy, and he's just this amazing, gentle, sweet, talented man whose music aims to bring peace and harmony to the world around him. The song or the tune that we just heard is called Sailors 3, and it was from his album Little Earth. Before that, another very awesome tune, very soothing tune, by none other than Ziad Lahmadiyya, and it was called Organized Chaos. That came from his album Silent Wave. And before that, the short instrumental we heard was called La Répétition, and it was by none other than Zaid Hamdan. And we began the set with Zaid Hamdan himself, only this time with the group The Wings. So he was Zaid and The Wings. And the track was called Asfe, which means The Storm. And we heard the live version from the album Zaid Hamdan Live in Italy. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. A wide variety of alternative music in Arabic coming from the Arabic-speaking world. And speaking of that, I was just having a wonderful conversation with one of the amazing DJs I I know or have come to know here at KZSU or through KZSU. And that's a very, very special friend whose name is Hawkeye Joe. And he was talking to me a little bit about visiting Lebanon perhaps one day. And, you know, with everything going on right now, I'm not sure I would recommend it. But certainly it is a beautiful country to visit during times of peace. And hopefully the kind of, well, the situation that's going on in Syria will not be spilling over into Lebanon, let's say, as well as hoping that all our listeners back there and here are safe and happy, and wishing for a new peaceful tomorrow for everybody on in any part of the Middle East, as well as those listeners who are streaming live all over the United States, Europe, and beyond. So thank you so much for joining me on the season finale of my weekly radio show, Arabology. It's been 4 hours, well, minus 10 minutes, of Arabic music galore coming to you in different ways and with different genres, but with one theme in mind, and that is to fuse Eastern and Western beats in a new kind of harmonious existence. In about 10 minutes, please stay tuned to KZSU Stanford 90.1 FM for the Fall of Math. That show, of course, comes your way every Thursday following my show. And that's from, let's see, that comes from 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. No, sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I think I've been on the air too long. It's been 4 hours. The Fall of Math with AJ comes your way from 5 p.m. until 7 p.m., of course, and that's following my show. That's in about 10 minutes. It's a progressive experimental post-rock with some indie rock tucked in whenever it fits. Complexity, musicality, and good intentions. This is music for both sides of your brain, ladies and gentlemen. So that show, The Fall of Math with AJ, will follow my show right here on KZSU from 5 p.m. until 7 p.m. And after that is the radio show with Nick and Noah. It's called The Radio Show. Your hosts are Nick and Noah. And, well, for what's the show about? Hear it, love it, see it live. If you hear it on the show, you can see it live in the Bay Area in the next 8 weeks. Well, let Nick and Noah be your guides. Two of many, many shows that we have coming your way right here on KZSU. Stanford 90.1 FM. So we've got less than 10 minutes to wind down our musical journey, and that means we have less than 10 minutes to also thank some of the very special guests who have been in the studio and have graced the Arabology show with their presence, their knowledge, their amazing personalities, and their well, takes and opinions on various Arabic cultural productions. So I wanted to take a little moment to thank these wonderful people for coming into the studio, for like I said to them, illuminating the studio with their presence and their knowledge. And I was going to ask none other than Ahmad Q to go through the list and thank my guests in person, and we shall do that, ladies and gentlemen, right after this.
Medical waste in the U.S., much of it unused medical supplies and equipment, is a big problem. So is the shortage of critically needed medical care throughout the developing world. MedShare, with a distribution center in the East Bay, is dedicated to improving both our environment and healthcare worldwide through the efficient recovery and redistribution of surplus medical supplies and equipment. MedShare depends heavily on individual contributions. If you can help, visit www.medshare.org. That's www.medshare.org.
It is coming up to 5 p.m. right here on the Arabology Show, coming to you from KZSU Stanford 90.1 FM. It's time to say a very special thank you to the guests that I've had on this season's Arabology Show. And Ahmad Hughes kindly agreed to kind of chime in and help me recount and re-thank some of these guests. Ahmad, who did we have this season? Do you remember?
Of course, I would love to mention the names of the guests who attended the show. And we had such an amazing time with them. I will start with Fadi Quran, the Stanford graduate and activist. Andrew Clausen, who read an Arabic poem with us. And Elizabeth Harmon, who read an Arabic poem.
By Nizar Qabani, I believe.
By Nizar Qabani, of course.
Right.
And I want to thank also Catherine Cromack, who sang a song for Fairuz.
Oh, with that was a memorable voice. Show.
Yeah.
Amazing. Did you remember what song it was, Ahmad? Ha ha, you don't remember. It was Habaytak Bissayf, Habaytak Bishitti by Fairuz.
Yeah,
sorry to interrupt.
So, and also I want to thank Elliot Stoller and Khalid Shawi, the founders of AMENDS.
A-M-E-N-D-S. And that's, of course, that took place at Stanford here and included a wide variety of young speakers from the Middle East who came and spoke about various issues. It was a very inspiring conference.
And, of course, Marwa Farag. And she also contributed in AMENDS, and she's also an editor at Stanford Daily.
Yes.
And she shared some news with us, and she told us about the uprising also in Egypt, because she's from there.
Right.
And also I want to thank the poetess, Sundus Abu Damous.
Oh, wow, I remember that show.
Yeah. And also I want to thank Tomer Perry, who's also a student at Stanford.
And who brought us a song called Bukra Fi Mishmish by a group named Heartbeat, who are, you know, Israeli and Palestinian young singers singing together about a better tomorrow.
And also I want to thank Tori Castellano,
who's
also a student at Stanford.
As well as a previous member of the singing group, The Donnas.
Oh, yeah.
But actually she was here to talk about her Arabic studies. Mm-hmm. Yes, sorry.
And also I want to thank Sienna Chilton, who's also one of your students, who told us about her experience in Morocco.
Right, and she kept saying things like bezef.
Bezef, yeah.
What does bezef mean?
I think it's like thank you or too much.
Is it like barsha? Bezef? Yeah, I think it's like the equivalent of barsha. Like a lot or something. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I don't think the listeners are going to get what we're saying. These are, Sienna Chilton was, or sometimes uses a Moroccan dialect to communicate in Arabic, and it's a very endearing dialect, but it's the words aren't too familiar to some of us who grew up speaking the Levantine kind of Arabic.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, yes, and who else
And of course, Nusha Mass, who's also a lawyer.
Absolutely, interested in civil rights for Arab Americans and other issues, yes.
And the Arabic professor, Eva Hashem.
Yes, Arabic lecturer at Stanford.
Yeah.
She's recently joined the African and Middle Eastern program, part of the Stanford Language Center, and a very interesting guest because she spoke about teaching Arabic and some of the challenges and benefits of teaching that language at Stanford.
And finally, I want to thank the voice impersonator, Wafa Salaj from Morocco, and also the Moroccan singer, Huda Ben.
Huda Ben, yes. And that was, I think, last week's show, Ahmed, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, both of them originally from Morocco were on the show, which kind of gained a North African twist. Okay, well, I don't think I've forgotten anybody except to say thank you to everybody at KZSU as well, all my fellow DJs, the amazing people who are at KZSU day in and day out, to the students at Stanford who are studying for their finals, to, family, friends who are streaming the show or all around the world, to everybody else who likes Arabic music and who believes that East and West can come together in perfect harmony, and finally to Ahmad Q. Ahmad Q, how am I going to thank you for yet another season of help and assistance and encouragement and a wealth of knowledge?
Well, no need to thank me. Just keep going and start your new season soon, and I'll be here to help you, and I'll be glad to listen to your show always.
Oh, thank you, Ahmad. It's really, I don't think I want to put it in words, because your presence and your knowledge and your enthusiasm and energy certainly helped me come up with many themes to many shows, and I will continue to do so thanks to you and to other listeners. Your generation really rocks. Yeah, Ahmad.
Oh, I'm blushing now. I'm starting to do Twitter now.
Well, thank you very much for that. And to everybody else out there, we'll say a final ma' salama or au revoir or goodbye. And hopefully we will be back in the fall with a new season of Arabology. But in the meantime, have a pleasant summer. And Ahmad, I will leave them with a song by Suad Massi.
And Khabar Kana.
Khabar Kana. What a way, great way to end the Arabology Season 2. Coming to you from KZSU Stanford, 90.1 FM. Stay tuned for the Fall of Math and AJ coming up to you in a few minutes from now. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And au revoir, goodbye, and...
Ma salame.
Ma salame.
وانا عيد حاجة ما جتني سهلة كما تمنيت هدي حالتي من بكري والوقت راي يجري خايفة من اللي راي يستناني خايفة من اللي راي يستناني خطوة بخطوة للقدام مراني حابة نخمم ما لازمش نحبس يا لو كانت دقيقة ديك دقيقة تقتلني ديك دقيقة تقتلني ولاز خساوك عليا اللي يكرهوني قول لهم بلا ما تخبي حتى اخبر ما جانا سقساوك عليا اللي حبوني قول لهم بلا ما تخبي راني في خبرك انا سقساوك عليا اللي يكروني قول لهم بلا ما تخبي حتى خبر ما جانا سقساوك عليا اللي حبوني قول لهم بلا ما تخبي راني في خبرك انا خبرك انا خبرك انا نشوف للناس غير بتخبيها كل وقت يدير فيها مزيا كي اللي فرحانة كي اللي كيمانة تبكي وتعاني بتخبيها بتخبيها طيحة ونودة بتعلم عرفت وش نسواك يسوي كمل وش بنيتو